Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. With yesterday's celebration of Palm Sunday, we begin the holiest week of the church year. In fact, it's simply designated Holy Week. What does holy mean? Holy means set apart. In this case, holy to the Lord, set apart for God. So there's a way in which I'm going to ask you, in the course of this week, each day, can't totally reshape your week, but each day, something that you would normally do, one thing each day that you would normally do that would give you pleasure and enjoyment, might just be a little thing, might be a cookie that you love to have on a particular, at a particular time in the day. Take something. And don't do it. Offer the time for prayer. Might be 2 minutes. It might be 5 minutes. But it's a way of saying to the Lord, this week is a week where I need to be focused on you as much as possible, that your holiness might shine in my life, that I too may become set apart for God. And so I offer you this little sacrifice each day of this week, as a sign to you, Lord, of my commitment to share in your holiness, to be set apart as you were set apart for the glory of the Father, that I may be set apart for you. Think about that. Make this week different than any other week in the year. Even the other 5 weeks of Lent, make this week different. Set it apart for God in whatever ways that God inspires you to do, but it could be simply one little thing every day. Give up listening to this program or this music or whatever. It could be a whole host of things that you just do because you enjoy them. Give it up. Just give it up this week and say, Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life. I want my life to be oriented to you. And brothers and sisters, the fruit of that, somewhere down the road, the fruit of that is you enjoy deeper intimacy with God. He draws near to those who seek him in a very particular way. So make this week holy in your own life's circumstances. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 7. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased. This is a prophecy again of the Messiah, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break. A smoldering wick he shall not quench. That should give a lot of confidence to you who are bruised and beaten and torn and battered by sin. A bruised reed he shall not break. And a smoldering wick. You know, what good is a smoldering wick? Doesn't really give light. In fact, it sometimes raises quite a smell. A smoldering wick he shall not quench. He'll take your life right where it is and reshape it for the Father's glory. And believe me, brothers and sisters, you don't want anything else. You want that. Because then you will be who you were created to be. And the joy of that is beyond all telling. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. Did not Christ do that for us when he walked this earth? And he gives us of his Spirit that we too, by his power, may open the eyes of the blind, bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. There's all kinds of darkness. There are all kinds of confinement, all kinds of blindness. All of it comes from sin. You giving your life to God enables God to work through you and to bring many to peace, to bring many to happiness that they have never known. Believe me, brothers and sisters, there's no greater joy than that. Come and be a disciple of Christ the Lord. Come. The world offers you all kinds of things, but its pleasures dry up. Even the good things, they dry up because they're finite. But God has destined you, created you, to live forever. So you want to follow the King wherever he goes, even when he goes through suffering, as he does this week, terrible suffering for your sake. Join him in his suffering for the salvation of others. There's no greater joy, and I mean that. There's no greater joy than to be with Christ, in Christ, sharing in the very purpose for which he created you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? Listen to the psalmist. He had learned this, what I'm describing to you. When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Can you make that psalm your own? You could if you're truly a disciple and a follower of Jesus Christ. You could make that psalm your own. Come, it's an incredible adventure. It's the greatest adventure that life could ever offer us, to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And this Holy Week is a time to see what he suffered for you, that you might say yes to him now. In the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. She was so grateful to God for what God had done for her. And she took a liter, that's a lot, a liter of costly perfumed oil, and she anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. And then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" Doesn't that sound right? I mean, that makes a perfect sense. This woman wasted this oil that could have been sold, and we could have gained the money, and then we would have been able to give to the poor. See, Judas is focused on himself. He can't see the extravagance of love on the part of this woman. He cannot marry. He cannot understand her extravagance. He's about getting money, but is it really for the poor? No. He stole. He stole the money and used it for his own purposes. But he's sounding self-righteous. Why is this waste? We should be giving this perfumed oil. We should sell it and be able to take care of the poor. Sounds right, but the motive is wrong. God always looks at the heart, brothers and sisters, always looks at the heart. He looks at the intent. No matter how small the action may be, if the intention is pure, it brings great, great glory to God. He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. Jesus knows all this, but he simply says to Judas, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Mary was there to anoint his body after his death. And where was Judas? He had gone out and hung himself. Even if he had betrayed Jesus and come back to Jesus and ask forgiveness, God would have given it to him. But he despaired because he was looking only to himself. Brothers and sisters, you have a Savior. Depend on him. Go to him. Never think that when you reach the end of your own ideas or your own plans and everything has fallen apart, don't ever give up. You have a Savior who will redeem you. Right in the midst of your own earthly circumstances, go to him. The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus. Here is a man raised from the dead, and yet people cannot give up their own selfish agendas. And brothers and sisters, we do it all the time. This doesn't fit in with my plans or my ideas. Here is a man literally raised from the dead, and we just want to get rid of him because people are turning to follow Jesus and turning away from the faith that they have had up to this time, a faith that cried out for the Messiah, and the Messiah came, but he came in a way they didn't expect, and so they rejected him. How many times do we do that? We ask God for help, and his help comes in a way we don't expect, and we reject it. Brothers and sisters, it takes eyes and ears of faith. Keep following him. God will hear your prayer. God will answer it. And he will answer it in the way that brings you the best of whatever you need. He loves you. But sometimes we get so caught up in our own selfish motivation, our own selfish hopes, our own selfish goals, that we miss what God is actually doing. And that's exactly what happened here to the chief priests, those who had given themselves for service in the temple. But the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of Lazarus being raised from the dead. And the chief priests just can't tolerate this. They've got to get rid of the competition, so to speak. Never, never, never put yourself on the wrong side with God. May God lead you in this Holy Week. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.